Oh, yeah, baby.
Blog Talk Radio.
Wonderful. How you, man? I'm telling you, we hotter in Arizona right now.
Yes, sir. It is definitely hot around here with these palm trees. I guarantee you that.
Man, it's hot. We kind of hot right now.
Kind of hot right now.
Man, first of all, I just want to say to all the listeners, we appreciate you calling in. And this is a Mother's Day edition of the Streets is Talking Sports Talk Show with a Twist of Hip Hop. So to all the moms out there, we want to say Happy Mother's Day first and foremost. So first on the marquee, roll.
Talk to me.
Whew. The Chicago Bulls Miami Heat series. The streets is talking. On one end, people are saying, "Oh, the first game, it was a fluke. You know, Miami's going to, you know, bust them and win four straight." Then you have others in the world who give Chicago a puncher's chance because you do have to play the games. That's why they play the games. But do you really think Chicago Bulls have a chance to win four games in a series against the Miami Heat with the reigning MVP, LeBron James?
A chance. I mean, everybody has a chance to do something big. But for the Chicago Bulls to win four straight against the defending NBA champions and the reigning MVP once again four times in LeBron James and the Miami Heat, I don't think it's possible for Chicago to actually run off four straight. Now, yeah, Chicago may have got lucky on that first game due to the fact that Miami was out for about 8 days, you know, just resting and chilling. But, you know, I think Miami got their wits about themselves, got their defense running again. And I think that it's going to be difficult for Chicago to pull off four straight. They're trying to make it a little bit physical. They're trying to do some things to try to take Miami out of their, you know, their mental, to keep it calm and cool. But I think Miami has the right coach and the right personnel as far as in the background, like Pat Riley and some other guys who really can keep or really get those guys, you know, up to date and get them to do what they need to do. Right now, you know, there's been so many technical fouls in the Chicago Bulls and Miami Heat series that, you know, somebody's going to get ejected and somebody just might miss out on a couple of games, because I do think it's going to get a little bit more physical than what we've already been seeing. And this is going to be the most physical matchup between the rest of the teams that are in the playoffs, East or West Coast. So I like it. I love it. You know what I mean? I don't care what happens. I just want, you know, the best team to win and come out on top. But I don't see Chicago winning four straight.
Well, I didn't say Chicago winning four straight, but just winning four games against the Heat. But I agree with you. But when you say physical, the streets is talking. And, you know, we're up to the minute. Najee Muhammad, hard foul LeBron James. He hip-tossed Najee. Najee went to the floor. Najee got up, pushed LeBron. LeBron fell. They gave LeBron and Najee Muhammad a technical, but they ejected Najee Muhammad. Now, people, you will go back to your, you know, if you got it on DVR or if you saw it, you might want to say it was kind of questionable. The only reason why I say Najee got ejected was because LeBron James failed, and everybody knows LeBron James is 260 and, you know, just a specimen of a basketball player who's chiseled. And also, he's the face of the league. So when you push LeBron James down, that's just like you lay hitting Tom Brady and Peyton Manning.
LeBron out there acting like a hoe. In other words, that's all you're saying.
So what you're saying is like Skylar Rock and KRS-One. I'm a hoe. You know I'm a hoe.
Hey, he acting like a hoe, man. He can't. Come on, man. 6'8", 260 to be pushed down by Muhammad soft ass. Muhammad ain't that tough. Come on, man. LeBron know what he's doing. They in Chicago. They on the road. So, you know, he's trying to get every benefit of the doubt that he can. And like you said, with LeBron being the superstar and him just falling out, flopping, looking like Zlati Divac, I'm pretty sure that that's what got Muhammad sent out or ejected. So, you know, man, these refs are really, they really need to step their game up, because we've been really hassling the officiating game since the NCAA tournament. And so these officials better step it up and get it right, because, yeah, man, I didn't get to see the play. I didn't get to see LeBron get do what he did or what Muhammad did to get ejected. But I'm pretty sure it wasn't nothing that bad to where he had to get ejected. You know what I'm saying? A technical foul would have sufficed, or a flagrant, man. I didn't get to see it. I'm pretty sure I'll see it a little bit later on. I know they're going to hype it up on SportsCenter and NBA TV, so I'm pretty sure I'll get a chance to see it and get my judgment call off of that. But just by not even seeing it, just by what you said, I believe that, you know, LeBron just was sloppy. He acting like a hoe. 6'8", 260, stand up.
Wow. Stand up. So he's not the king, he's the queen? That's what you're telling me?
No, man, he the king, but just on that one particular play, like you say, you know, it didn't appear that Muhammad should have got ejected. So I'm just saying, did he flop? What did he do? Did he just, you know, like I said,
well,
I know they on the road.
Well, you know, LeBron does make my first team 2013, my all flop team. Don't get it twisted. Yes, he does get fouled, but he does make my all flop team too. He didn't get fined, you know what I mean? But hey, the streets is talking. He will get, you know, put in a hole for those. You know, you got five guys in the league. I'll name them later, but they made my all flop team too this year. Man.
All flop team. So need I say more? I could just tell. I don't even know what happened, but I'm pretty sure whatever he did, he could have stood straight up and took it, or even gave it back. But LeBron, you know, he still had, you know, I don't know. I'm just saying that can't be acting like a whole LeBron. He's 6'8", 260.
Man, we got to get DJ Steph to get that song. We might have to play it by KRS-One and the BDP, man, Boogie Down Productions. I'm a hoe, you know I'm a hoe. But in a different way, if you know what I mean. Because we're in the streets, man. Streets is talking 347-855-8896. Tell a friend, tell a friend, and always tell a girlfriend. You know, it's always good to have someone sexy to talk to also while you're in the, you know what I mean, up in the asylum. Man.
Already.
Now, let's recap this, the NBA real fast. Every series is 1-1. Who's in trouble and who's on the rise? Who's in a sense of desperation who needs game 3? Who do you think needs it more? Is it OKC needs it more than Memphis? Does San Antonio need game 3 more? Does the Knicks need it? What do you think, Ro?
Yeah, man, that's a tough one to call, man, because, I mean, I would have to throw some of those guys in the same boat. But if I had to pick one team who needs game 3 more, I would have to go with the San Antonio Spurs. For the simple fact, them young Warriors, Steph Curry, and your boy, Klay Thompson. I told you, Klay Thompson, yeah, L Boogie, you know, you can slap him upside the head a couple times, Klay Thompson, and take him out of his game. But when you have a fella like that who feeds off of another fella who can shoot just as good, man, the guy showed us the other night in game 2 of what he's capable of doing. He did most of the damage in the first half. And I'm just saying, if him, Klay Thompson, and Steph Curry are on at the same time, San Antonio does not have a chance. These guys are the best pure shooting backcourt I've ever seen. I got to agree with Mark Jackson. I can't call his bluff because I can't put two guys who were that dominant as far as just pure shooting the ball and just putting the ball in the hole. It's wet every time they let it go. You know, Mike and Scotty had a, you know, they had a different version. They not only would they shoot the jumper, but they would take you to the cup and give you the business. So, I mean, Steph and Klay don't do quite like that. But, you know, for their size, and you know, these are not big guys. They're small. They're thin. And they're able to get to where they need to get to. And if you don't, if you just back up two steps, it's too much room. They'll shoot your lights out. So if anybody needs game 3, I would have to say San Antonio more than the other teams that are in the playoffs still. Because, I mean, if you want to say, you know, your Knicks, yeah, I would say they would need the game 3 just so that they can calm Indiana down a little bit, because Indiana is pretty good at home. And then if you want to talk about Memphis and Oklahoma City, you know, Oklahoma City kind of needs game 3 because it's going to be tough to play in Memphis. Memphis has that crowd kind of like Golden State. And, you know, but Oklahoma City does have Kevin Durant, but Oklahoma City needs that win because without Russell Westbrook, you know, doing what he normally does and now he has to sit out, you know, those guys just not picking up the pieces like they're supposed to. But anything can happen on any given day. So we'll see what Oklahoma City has. But if I had to pick any one of those other teams, it would have to be more San Antonio than any other team in the playoffs right now.
It's tough. I'm going to give you one thing about San Antonio Spurs. And it's just in front of my eyes, and I'm seeing it. Their window of opportunity is closing. Because if you look at it, 82 games, you can get by and win games because you got the experience and you have a little talent and you have a great coach and Pop. But when you got to settle down for 7 games, it seems as though the last 3 years they have been exploited with their elderness. You know, yes, their mind is saying one thing, but the body can't catch up. They're going into every year hobbling, Tony Parker, I mean, he can only do so much. Timmy's getting older. Ginobili's getting hurt. I mean, it's time for you to go in a different direction. It's time to blow the joint up, like in Goodfellas. It's time to blow the joint.
You know, and that's why I picked Antonio, because, like you say, the youth of those young Warriors compared to the, you know, to the age San Antonio Spurs, yeah, they got Greg Popovich, but Greg can't play the game. He can only draw up the design and hope that the guys can run it to perfection to help win the games. But it's going to be hard for San Antonio. Tony Parker can score 30. Ginobili can score 25. But, you know, it's just hard. And those guys are so slippery. I'm talking about the Golden State Warriors, that, you know, Harrison Barnes. You know, you got some rookie guys who have really stepped up their game to really fit in with Golden State to make it a go. So I like those guys. I like what they're doing. It's just going to be hard for San Antonio, Bill.
Well, I'm going to say this, too, in the words of my man Lee Corso. Not so fast, my friend. I cannot ride off San Antonio just yet. To me, the team that needs it the most is OKC. If they don't get game three, they're going to be sitting back, you know what I'm saying, with Russell.
You don't think they can make it?
If they don't win game three, I don't think they can win game four. And it would be very tough for them to beat out 3-1 and force a game seven. I just can't see it. I think with KD doing so much, he's taking away Reggie Jackson, that is, and Kevin Martin. Come on, Kevin. Pull your skirt down, B. We need you to, man, put some points on the board, man. Like in the streets, man. Forget, man, you got to put your five on it, man.
You got to get your five on it.
Question of the night. Before we go to, you know, Q&A with the guys in the inside of question of the night. Your top three rap groups ever. Who's your favorite top three rap group? Who you vibe with? Who you roll with? We ain't saying guys from the left of the group have been individuals. We talking about your top three rap groups. Who you roll with?
UGK, baby.
That's one. You got three, Ron. That's one. When we come back from commercial, I'm going to give you my top three. We're going to have some Q&A with the callers. Man, Freestyle Friday later on in the show. Geno Smith, we got to holler at you. Take me to the commercial, Ron. Your boy, L. Boogie, T. Rose, you have the G. Streets is talking.
Cause homies nag me to take the dust out of the bag. Stop at the light, made my yesterday thing. Got got me hung off the night train. You made our fate, so let's head to the east. Hit the stroll to 9-0 so we can roll big high sheets. I wish I could fade the 8, but I'm no budget. Still rolling the 2 though, cut the same old bucket. Foggy window, soggy endo. I'm in the land, getting smoke with my kids.
Up in smoke, yuck, I spray your layer down. Up in the OAK, the town. Homies don't play around, we down to blaze a pound. Then ease up, speed up through the ESO. Drink the VSO, key up, with the lemon squeeze up. And everybody's stroller, I'm the roller. That's quick to fold a blunt out of a bunch of sticky doja. Hold up, suck up my weed, it's all you need, kicking feet. Cause we're IBs, we need to have like a fool.
The streets is talking sports talk show with a little twist of hip hop. It's your host, L Boogie. We back in here, Kylo. T Row, ULTG. Man, special Mother's Day edition. As usual. That song was dedicated to all the guys like J.R. Smith, Serge Ibaka, Kevin Martin. Man, you gotta put 5 on it, man. You gotta put some points on the board, man. Your team needs you. We need you, baby. Oh man, where you at? Man, oh man, it's Fabulous Friday. We're gonna get to these callers, and man, it's hot. T-Roll.
Freestyle Friday. I can't wait. I cannot wait. It's been hot the last 2 weeks, Boogie Down. So, man, I really can't wait. But, you know, we got, man, the Asylum is hot this evening. And, you know, man, we're going to do first things first, man. We're going to get to one of our originals, Mr. Delmar. Mr. Delmar, you there with us, Pippin?
Yes, sir. What's up, fellas?
Hey, what's going on with you this evening, Mr. Delmar? How's your evening going?
It's doing good sitting up here watching this Heat game. It's intense. It's intense. Listening to that hot show in Arizona. Listening to you and Boo Meek do what y'all do best.
Oh man, no question. We appreciate it.
Hey, Wait a minute, hold up. First of all, I couldn't get in Monday because y'all was so hot and the Lions was on fire. I got to send a shout out to the money team. And to my boy Floyd Mayweather, good job. Okay.
Congratulations, Floyd.
Throw it up.
Hey, fellas, y'all know y'all hot, man. I got everybody in the land listening to y'all, family, friends. Everybody's enjoying the show. They trying to get in. They trying to call. I got a couple of young Thundercats trying to get in and freestyle. I mean, I'm here, you know, doing my thing. I'm repping for y'all, man. I love y'all guys, man. Y'all hot. Y'all is hot.
Oh, man. We appreciate that, D-Mac. We appreciate that, little brother. No question. So, the call of the night, we can go to that at the end. I'll give you some time to think about that, to absorb it. Who's your top three rap groups of all time? Who your favorite, your top three favorite rap groups? You know, we're going to go back to that. Your top three favorite. That will be at the end of the Q&A. But first question on the marquee. Why do you think that Miami Heat will be knocked off? What is your diagnosis of the team that think that they can be knocked off?
I mean, because to me, I mean, they got the personnel. I just don't think they got a big man. I don't. And you know me, Boo Meeks. I don't care for LeBron James. LeBron James is a good player. I've never been a fan of his, but I just don't think that you can put him in the same category as MJ. You can't put him in the same category as Kobe. You can't. I don't think he got it. That's just like when he got pushed tonight. You're not going to push MJ like that. You're not going to push Kobe like that. But you know why he got pushed and he didn't get up and do nothing? Because he's from Akron. He is not from Cleveland, Ohio.
Uh-oh. The streets is talking. Uh-oh. You hear that, Akron?
He's from Akron. Wow. He ain't from Cleveland. He ain't gonna push nobody from Cleveland like that, and they got not going to get up and retaliate. He's
so
from Akron, though. LeBron is soft. He's a hoe, like you said. He's a hoe. Thank you very much, Mr. Delmar.
Thank you, Ace. I'm a hoe. You know I'm a hoe. He should have a chain around his neck that says that.
LeBron is a hoe. He's soft, man. He always been soft. He's soft.
And why is that? With you 6'8", 260, and, you know, you can come down the lane and pretty much do what you can do to the game. But you let this old rag mouth dude named Muhammad jump up and push you down like you some soft cupcake. I don't know what's going on.
See what? I ain't never even heard of Muhammad until tonight. I'm like, who is this guy? I'm like, who is this guy? He just put the MVP player on the floor and he didn't get up and do nothing. He saw
Well, let me say this. First, he got the technical. He got the first technical foul on the push down at first. If he would have retaliated after he got pushed down, then he would have got ejected. Let's not forget he went to Alabama State
Mr.
Saber.
It's game three.
Right. A pivotal game.
Let that would have been D. Wade, Bull Meeks. D. Wade would have got up in that boy's face.
Right.
I understand that.
Let me ask you this.
So you're telling me that his peers do not respect him by pushing him on the ground like that? If that was somebody else of stature, they would have pushed him too? Another guy would have pushed LeBron like that too. That's what you're telling me. His peers do not respect him.
No, they respect that he can play the game. They don't respect that he's tough, though. Everybody know he's soft. He was soft when he was in Cleveland.
Don't forget, Kobe Bryant was soft too. He got sucker punched by Chris Charles. Kobe.
Man, you better go ahead on, man. Kobe got wrecked.
Kobe was soft. Listen to this. Kobe was softer than Charmin. Don't get it twisted.
You're nuts. The toughest person on their team is Anderson. That's it. LeBron will throw a little bow heat. You know what I'm saying? That's all he going to do. And then he going to look at the refs and cry like, hey, I didn't do nothing. Man, he's soft, man. He's soft. My brother played with him. My brother played with him up at the JCC Rec in Beachwood. He's soft.
That's so weird.
They was all talking junk to him, they said, and he wasn't saying nothing.
What was he supposed to say? I'm getting paid over $100 million. What am I going to say to you? Man, I know the streets is talking, but let's be honest. See, there go that Cleveland shit. I always talk about it, and there it is. There go that Cleveland shit. Man, what is it going to... That's just like if I got $100 million, what can you say to me that I'm going to say back to you that's going to matter? Nothing.
I'm telling you. Even if you get fined being LeBron James, it ain't like you can't afford the $50,000 or $60,000 that they're gonna charge you.
LeBron James can afford to get ejected game three and let D Wade or somebody else step up.
He need to. Chicago playing shorthanded. Why can't Miami?
Chicago's playing tough, and Miami better watch out. I'm telling you.
Listen to this.
Miami go down 2-1, it's all bad.
Yes, it is.
No, it's not.
Oh, my goodness.
Remember this. Adversity sometimes is good. Without struggle, you cannot have success. Last year, he went through it. He was down 3-2. He came in there and read a book on his Kindle and then won two games in a row in amazing fashion.
They played a short season last year. That don't count.
That doesn't count.
And then
they were playing Indiana.
I'm sorry, Keyroy. You know what? Michael Jordan, Magic Johnson, Dominique, Larry Bird, they didn't go to other teams and hey, y'all, let me join y'all so we can win the ring, this and that. They didn't do that. These players nowadays is watered down. The game is watered down. It was more physical back then. Man, these players now, hey, man, you come hoop with me. You come hoop with me. Kobe ain't on that. Kobe like, man, I'm staying here. Whoever y'all bring, we're going to do what we do. But, no, LeBron James leave Cleveland. He go there to D-Wade, to the city where that's D-Wade's city, that's Fat Joe's city. That ain't his city. That's probably why he want to come back here. He can't make it down there with all them stars and rappers and everybody. He's soft. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
So let me go back to Cleveland, Akron, where I'm the man, where everything is on me. Man, it ain't on him in Miami, man. He had to go join somebody else to make it. MJ ain't go to L.A. Magic didn't go to Detroit with Zeke. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
The game is watered down now. Carmelo, all of them. Hey, y'all, let's get together. Let's do this. Let's do that. The Celtics did it. Kevin Garnett, Ray Allen. That's where the game came to now. Hey, Boo Meeks, when you was at Central Catholic, I ain't see you going to St. Joe's. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, right.
We about to win the state championship. You want to play against those guys. Your boy, he's a sucker. He's a lame. Next time.
Oh, my.
Talking. That's what I'm talking about. I knew I wasn't the only one feeling that way this evening on this freestyle.
Hey, D-Roy, I'm with you, baby. I'm with you. Hey, D-Roy, I got one for you, too, though. I got a better backcourt than those guys in Golden State. Isaiah and Joe Dumars. They can shoot and they can play defense. Those guys in Golden State can't play defense, D-Roy.
Yeah, you're right about but I was speaking
Tony
on
Parker
our...
Tony Parker be breaking them down. Zeke and Joe Dumars was an awesome backcourt.
Who Tony Parker don't break down, though?
Right. But I'm just saying, I agree with you, Delmar. Yes, Isaiah and my man Dumars was a great tandem. But I'm not talking about great tandems because, you know, I'm just talking pure... shooting, when just catch and shoot, or create off the, like Isaiah could create off the dribble, but man, and Steph got some. Isaiah wasn't shooting threes like that. You know what I'm saying? Yes, Isaiah was a deadly guy. He could shoot you from inside out.
If that's the case, man, you got to put my man Mark Price in that category.
But he didn't have a number
check
two with him. Craig Elo,
check his steps. Check Mark Price.
No, we're talking. Now, listen to this, though, D-Man. We're talking about tandems. You have Mark Price and you have who? you had Craig Elo. Nothing but garbage. No disrespect, Craig, but you're nothing but garbage. They traded away Ron Harper. Now, if they would have stayed together, now we could have been talking about Ronnie Harper and Mark Price. That would have been a hell of a backcourt talking about, you know, comparing. But I have to agree because I haven't seen any guard. I might have seen him in college. Chris Jackson, Allah, Mahmoud Abdul. I mean, he went Muslim on me. But that might have been the only guy that I can see mesmerize me with that rock and just pull up so quick and it's going down. I don't know. Isaiah was the man.
Hey. Boomies, Kenny Anderson can't do that in college?
Hell no.
Man,
he can't shoot three. He can't lose the ball. Listen, I'm going to leave it with this. He can't lose the ball.
That was your
idea.
Stop it.
Listen, I've seen Kenny Anderson play, but I've never seen him shoot a three, pick up the ball, call somebody over, lose the ball, pick it up, and nothing but panties. Come on, man.
Yeah. Hey, Delmar, man, you know we appreciate you calling in, man. It's hot. It's Freestyle Friday, man.
Hey,
the lines are burning up with what we're talking
about.
Hold on,
man. Yes, sir. Hey, y'all,
you
get
got
back
it.
And
you
do
got
what
it.
Do. What
you
got
to answer the question. You got to answer the question before we let you get out. Who is your top three rap groups ever to do it?
We got N.W.A.
Yes.
Boogie Down Production.
Yes.
And I'm lost on
number
the third
three.
One, fellas.
Number
I'm
three.
Lost on the third one.
Yeah. Run DMC, EPMD, Outkast, Trap Called Twist.
Oh, hey, I got that in the car right now. Hey, I got the Wu-Tang.
Give
it to my truck. Hey, Hey, Q-Tip and them, they was nice. They was nice. I just seen this little thing on them too, man. Yeah, they nice. I go with
yeah,
that NWA, Boogie Down Production, and Tribe Called Quest.
There it is.
Man, that's a great
we
list,
love.
Man. Delmar, we appreciate the love, baby. Hang out with
hey,
us for
man,
a minute.
Hey, man, I love y'all. Y'all stay up, man. Y'all keep doing what y'all doing. Y'all hot. Y'all on fire, man. Y'all about to go somewhere, man.
Appreciate
it, D-Mac. Appreciate
the love, baby.
I love you, big
bro. No doubt. Love you too, big dog. Let's do it.
That's how we get it in. Hey, L Boogie, the next caller really going to flip your wig when I put him in. And this is one of the guys that we actually hoop with, went to the same school over at Grand Canyon University. Now he's a coach for a high school, and we got him on first time caller. Hey, caller, what's your name? Where you calling from?
Man, what's up, fellas? This is Ramon, man. What's going on? This your boy, Ronnie.
Moni Mo, what's up with you, baby? How you feeling?
Man, I'm feeling good, man. Man, y'all doing it big time, man. I do got some comments on that last little section there about LeBron, though.
Talk to me.
Hey, man, what these cats are missing, LeBron is big time. He can't afford to be getting ejected out of no game for no Muhammad.
Well,
that ain't no fair replacement.
It.
Yeah, yeah.
He can afford it.
Yeah. No, it ain't about getting kicked out. That's just like, LeBron is big time. He got to stay in the game. You know what I'm saying? What's bad about the Heat is one of them other role players should have came over there and got ejected. LeBron can't get out the game. That ain't no fair switch. You see what I'm saying?
As my man Alpo said and paid in full. What's the use of you having soldiers if you ain't going to use them?
The one of them other guys got to get kicked out. You know what I'm saying? Now, if it was D-Rose and LeBron, that's a fair swap. You know what I'm saying? That's a fair
right.
swap. But, LeBron just can't be getting kicked out for no scrub now. You know,
now,
he all about winning them championships.
Okay, well, here's the thing, Ramon. I didn't get to see it. So my thing is, I walk in and L Boogie telling me, man, LeBron, somebody just got ejected, but LeBron was all on the ground. I'm like, come on, man, 6'8", 260, who puts him down? He one of the biggest dudes on the court. How you flopping like Vlade when you the man?
Hey, but Trent, you got to think, everybody talk about MJ. MJ had Oakley. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
MJ had Oakley.
Right.
He had a bounty hunter. You know what I'm saying? Y'all better leave LeBron alone. He's about to win the championship. He can't afford to be messing around with the Bulls. That's the only way they can win it. Is getting LeBron kicked out. That's the only way they can win it.
So who came to LeBron's defense when LeBron got pushed down?
Nobody.
Ray Allen went and extended his hand and picked him up. Ray Allen. Jesus Shuttlesworth. Are you kidding
what,
me?
He needed a bounty hunter. But you can't expect him to be getting kicked out of the game. How many times Jordan was ejected? Jordan got kicked out? How many times Kobe
been
kicked out? Okay, so how LeBron gonna get kicked out?
Not of a playoff game.
From a scrub?
Yeah.
From a role player?
Right.
No
yeah, you're right
no,
about that.
No big time the players have got kicked out for a role player. Come on. LeBron is about winning a championship.
Now let me ask you this, Ramon. If LeBron doesn't win a championship this year, does that tarnish his legacy?
Yeah, as him opposed to being up there with Michael. Michael won it every time he was in the you know what I'm saying? But he ain't Michael.
Right.
He ain't Michael. And then everybody they still tripping off him leaving Cleveland. But he wasn't the first to do it. Nobody got on Kevin Garnett. Nobody got on Ray Allen. That's what set the whole thing off. Now you got Carmelo leaving. Nobody's jumping on Carmelo. The Knicks having a good season. You see what I'm saying?
Right.
That lets you know how watered down the league is, though. It's only 10 good players, so if you get with another good player, you got a chance of winning the world championship.
Yeah. Hey, and then look what Chris Paul. Where was Chris Paul going to go first? He was going to go
Lakers.
To the Lakers. So where was Chris Paul going to go? He wasn't straight going to L.A. and trying to rebuild a team. He was going with Kobe.
Right.
Kobe had Shaq.
But it's, But let me say this. He forced a trade. It wasn't free agency. Now, he can go anywhere he wants to now that the year is up, but he forced a trade. Somebody, they got something for him. What was the fallout with LeBron was that, why didn't you say this when you were at Cleveland? We could have got something for you. You know, you waited to the end. We got nothing for you. That's why they're in the dumps. And I'm going to say this, Ramon. I love my city, and I'm so sorry. We're on the news for the wrong thing, man. First, it was the serial killer, Antonio Sewell. Now my man Ariel, so, oh, man, it's mayhem. They're talking about Wild Dog Cleveland. I love you, Cleveland.
Hey, I'm going to say it like this. Let me say this real quick, T-Ro. If Cleveland don't get their stuff together in a couple of years, they're going to lose Kyrie Irving.
I can guarantee you that.
They're going to lose Kyrie Irving. So he's going to do the same thing LeBron did. You know, LeBron was there. How long he was there? Hell, man, he's trying
7
to win.
7 years.
He's trying to win. And then you see the moves Boston make. He wasn't going to win in Cleveland. They weren't bringing in the pieces. You brought in Shaq. Chill, he could have played.
I could have ran point guard for Cleveland. Shoot.
Yeah. Shit. You know? But that's all I wanted to say on that last. Your boy Delmar, he was cool. He had some points, but, man, he got to stay off LeBron. He going to win that championship again. He's going to win that championship again.
He's still
what's that?
Hey, your three favorite rap groups of all time, Moni Mo.
Oh, man, you know I'm from the West Coast, so you know I got to go in NWA.
Right.
Tribe Called Quest, you know, we used to bump that at Canyon.
No doubt.
All day long.
No doubt. And I probably have to go with, man, I love that EPMD, man.
Yeah.
I gotta go with EPMD.
Don't get L hyped this evening, Moni. You
I,
know this boy
I gotta
loves
go with EPMD.
EPMD.
Yeah.
Strictly Business, baby.
Yep, the Green Eye Bandit, boy. I gotta go with EPMD.
We got Ramoni Nice. We got Niceness from Las Vegas, Nevada. And guess what, Coach? The world just heard you. Now tell the world what school you coach and how many years you've been there coaching. Man, give them a little bit of your bio.
Man, I've been over at Sierra Linda High School here in Phoenix. Pat, last year we went 27-3. You know, had the longest winning streak in the state, 24 games in a row. So we, you know, we're doing some big things over there, right off 67 Avenue in Laura Buckeye.
Then your son is Ramon Marks, if you live in Phoenix, Arizona. He's from the tree. No doubt. The streets is talking.
Moni, right. Much love, baby. Thanks for calling in, man. I know you ain't got no freestyle, so we ain't going to ask you because you and Anthony know how to mess up a song. So.
Boy, you know, I get turned up, boy. You throwing the right beat, you know what I'm saying? But I'm going to let y'all have it, though. Hey, well, get with me when y'all get a chance, though.
No doubt.
We're
going to get it in. No doubt. We got a T-shirt for you, Nice, so stay on the line, man. Keep listening, man. The streets is talking. Thanks for giving me your silence.
All right, fellas.
Man, there you go. When we come back from commercial, we're going to holler about Geno Smith. We're going to talk a little baseball. And we know we got to talk a little Tiger Woods. He's back playing on that court. It's your boy, L. Boogie. Man, the streets is talking. My co-host, T-Ro, Jewels, Mondays and Fridays, 9 p.m. Eastern. Blog Talk Radio, / Streets is Talking. Let's go!
Game time, lights on. Hey, yeah, I'm frontin', but you love it. I don't hide, bitch, I'm high when I'm in public. Even in my everyday ride, I be stuntin'. This is nothing really, you should see me stuntin'. I'm from New Orleans, love, you know how I'm coming. Hop out that Impala, left the motor runnin'. Them my little homies front that door, they ain't gon' touch it. Spill the way you gone, finna meet the money. I come through in that bread truck, everybody hungry. I be trying to keep it low, but the streets be talking. I heard they think I'm selling dope on them walkie talkies. They worse than them bitches, them bitches be talking. Outside checking for which car a nigga parking. She say she from Belize, but she could speak Ferrari. I roll that tree and write a song about it in the morning. Pull up in that arrow and them bitches start choosing, 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 choosing. Pull up in that arrow and them haters gon' lose it, lose it, lose it, lose it, lose it. Pull up in that arrow and them bitches start choosing, 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 choosing. Pull up in that arrow and them haters gon' lose it, lose it, lose it, lose it, lose it.
Pushing buttons, blowing OG like it's nothing. Marijuana fussing, smoking loud, it's no discussion. Black and yellow, something out of nothing. Choppers like the Russians, bust your head, that's a concussion. Full-time grinder, all the time hustling. Bitch, I'm from the birds, so you know that I be thugging. Made it from the bottom, so in God we put our trust in. Certified stoner, get a raw and put a nugget. Rari's, 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 Lamborghini, Hari Kari. Suicidal doors, tell the owner I said sorry. Pull up in that, you know, pockets fat like sumo. Taylor gang or die, jet, la, 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 la.
Pull up in that, I'm gonna start choosing, 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 choosing. Pull up in that, and I'm haters gon' lose it, lose it, lose it, lose it, lose it. Pull up in the arrow and them bitches start choosing, 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 choosing. Pull up in the arrow and them haters gon' lose it, lose it, lose it, lose it.
Chrome wheels, pulling up the club live, making them hoes peel. My niggas was way trill, wardrobe was unreal. My Cuban was Spanish gold, so vintage was my gazelles. I'm talking the facts of life, can I just have a slice? Best he set the game, Braun having a night. Let him go check the stats, cause all I want is the racks. Even moving the merch, I'm getting 60 a hat. MCM on my luggage, Reebok making me butter. Be Hickey Cuban cigars, Bumba Clotty. Think he got it. Double M, we the hottest on the fucking turf. I'm going straight to heaven, crib built like a church.
Pull up in the arrow and them bitches start choosing, 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 choosing. Pull up in the arrow and them haters gon' lose it, lose it, lose it, lose it, lose it.
We choosing. Yo, we choosing. I like that L Boogie. That was a tight little jam. I like that. Say we choosing. What's up? I want to give a shout out to L Boogie before we get back to it, man. You know, Mother's Day. Like I said, it's a Mother's Day episode. So much love to Mama Tutson. That's my mama down there in the D. She ain't on the line yet. She usually be checking in, but she always go back and check it out. So to my mama, I love you, baby girl. And then to my sister-in-law, soon to be, getting married in July with my brother, Skeeter Mo Jenkins Johnson III. Much shout-out to them over there. You know, much shout-out to my wifey. You know what I mean? 11 years strong and doing the old fool over there. You know what I mean, old buddy? Oh, much love to Pook, too. Pook, I see you. I see you.
Oh, yeah. It's Mother's Day edition, man. And Cookie Biggs, what if you out there, man? AKA, man, the Warden, man. Woo wee! Man, special shout out to, man, Cookie Biggs, man. Man, Mama Janet, man. And I got to give a, you know, shout out to my sis, man. Well, happy Mother's Day, Pook. Also, I want to give a shout out to my three aunties, man. They're the pillar of the family, man. Auntie Vaz, Auntie Tiz, Auntie Sparkle. Big up. Now, me? Man,
that's what I'm talking about.
I'm very intrigued, man. There's some things I just want to talk a little football right quick, and I, you know, it's just something about that draft, and it's been on my mind, and we just want to make it a little segment. And it's crazy that I just saw the other day, you know, players sign with different agencies, different agents, but it was amazing that. Or one of their marquees, ESPN, talked about how Jay-Z wanted to sign Geno Smith to his company. Does that make the news? Is Geno Smith that good? Geno Smith we're talking about.
Hell no.
Jay, I know he came to New York, but I don't know about this decision.
Yeah, sometimes Jay-Z be bumping his head on that solid white rock in the front yard, and it's sitting right in front of that big old white line that they have, that statue of that line sitting right outside. We hit the J&B house. Yeah, he didn't slip on one of them steps and hit his head on one of them big white rocks, man. I don't know why he would want Geno Smith to be signed to his company. I don't see Geno Smith as that type of guy. Granted, I like Geno Smith's style. I enjoyed seeing the guy playing football at West Virginia. But to be honest with you, L Boogie, the guy really didn't excite me. He had one or two games where, yes, it looked like we were playing a video game without joysticks, watching this guy put up those numbers against Baylor and against a couple of other teams. But I don't think that this guy is really going to be up to the hype of what he's been trying to talk himself in the world to believe in. For some reason, man, this guy is staring me the wrong way. I like Geno Smith, but I don't think Geno Smith has that bone to be cut for the NFL. Now, we always talk about Tim Tebow and how much this guy can't pass, but, yeah, he can win games and this and that, and he got this overwhelming support team, you know, these people who follow Tim Tebow. You know, that's something good. But what Geno has, he doesn't have any followers. This guy's just a lot of talk. You know, now we're seeing this guy being compared to a lot of other people who have worn the number 7 in that New York area. And we know that there have been a lot of people or a lot of famous athletes who have worn that number 7. Right now, currently wearing number 7 for the New York Knicks is Carmelo Anthony, and they're trying to compare Geno Smith to Carmelo Anthony, which I think is way out of line as far as the number 7 and the comparisons. Geno Smith, good luck to you, buddy, but I don't think you're going to do what you think you are ready for. This NFL is a whole lot different than the games that he played in college. And L Boogie, we both know he ain't no RG3. He ain't no Russell. He surely ain't no Luck. You know what I mean? It's just going to be hard for that guy to try to do what these guys have done this year, speaking of the rookie quarterbacks in the league, and have much success. He almost kind of gives me that vibe like he's in that Cam Newton status, because he doesn't compose himself right when the lights are on or when people are asking him those tough questions. He think he's
Absolutely.
Being the guy, but he just sounds dumb as hell when he opens his mouth, and I think that's going to be something that's going to hold him back from being a special type of athlete until he can realize what's really going on. And we both know some of these athletes don't get it. They just don't.
First of all, going back to Jay-Z, bro, I got to take a line from Jay. Maybe he's using this line with Geno. A project is not a project unless it's a project.
Thank you.
I hope that Geno Smith doesn't come in and thinks that he's going to run the show. I love the confidence, but remember, confident but yet humble. Geno, to me, right now, no disrespect to you, but your NBG, if the callers don't know what NBG is, nothing but garbage.
That's
you've done nothing at West Virginia. You did. You had 3 good games. You fell to the second round. You did a smart thing by firing your agent because he embarrassed you. He thought you should have been in the green room. Hell no. You should have been at home in your hotel and had a nice party with some rosé, listening to Wheezy, waiting for somebody to call you. Are you warning? No. NFL stands for not for long. I don't think he has enough players around him for him to be good right away. he wants to play right away, I think he should say, hey, I want to learn from Mark Sanchez, see how the crowd plays him, and learn from him and see when they, you know, ready to ship him out, I'll be ready. Because the job is for the taking. Don't get it twisted. But at the same time, I just can't put my money on Gino. And I think Jay-Z is taking the Michael Jordan approach when he gets guys like he can turn them around. Remember, Jay, stick to rapping, B. You don't know too much about football talent. I know you got an agency. Let those guys work. It's not for you. Geno Smith, you should have got Tavon Austin, one of them guys. You should have got the receivers that made him look good. I don't know, Jay. You might get knocked off the throne on this one. Woo-wee.
Woo-woo. Yeah, I feel you, man. But, yeah, Geno, man, he's a – yeah, I don't think he knows what this league is really about yet. I think he's just one of those – I don't want to call him hothead, but the dude need to get his act together, man, so that things can actually work out for him and for the better. Because, you know, if some of the teammates don't believe – what you're all about, you know, they'll take you out in practice, especially when you're not a starter or if you're not that second number two guy. You know, they'll try to do what they can to, you know, make sure you get the message and understand what's going on in this league. So, yeah, man, much love to Gino, but Gino, calm it down a little bit, man. I want to give you the benefit of the doubt, but when you go out there and talking like he be talking, man, it kind of just, you know, I really don't know about that. I have to question, you know, where this guy is actually coming from. I really don't know, Gino.
You know, bro, if I was his agent, you know, I would hit him with a Tupac line from, you know what I'm saying, All Eyes on Me. Put your mouth on the pistol.
Yeah, because that's just ridiculous. That's just ridiculous. All right, man, enough about Gino, man. I don't want to talk about Gino no more. He got my damn head hurting. You know what I mean? But what I do want to talk about is Tiger. Tiger. He's back. He can't win a major, but he can show playing these tournaments. You know what I mean?
He's the Peyton Manny of golf now, huh?
Yeah, it almost looked like, you know. But I think if Peyton Manning had a chance, had an actual good chance of going to the Super Bowl three times a year, he would actually win one of those three. But unfortunately, you know, he's not in that type of game like Tiger Woods. Tiger Woods has an opportunity to win, you know, four majors a year. And, you know, I think the pressure is really on Tiger to try to reach Jack now that he's at 14 and Jack's at 18. You know, I think, well, I know that he wants to win more than 18 majors, but, you know, it's going to be tough for Tiger. I like the way that he's playing in this, the Players Tournament. You know, he's 10 under. He's one back from the leader, Sergio Garcia. And we know about Sergio. Sergio will be at the top the first 2 days, but then he'll finish at the bottom, you know, top of 40th place with, you know, doing what he does. So we know Sergio don't last long, but we know what Tiger can do, and hopefully Tiger will be able to sustain this lead and actually, you know, get another win up under his belt, remain the number one seed in the golf rankings, and, you know, make that $1.7 million that pays out to the winner. So, you know, Tiger's looking good. I hope he can continue to do what he's been doing. He shot a 67 yesterday, shot another 67 today for a 10-under, and, you know, two more days, you know, as he gets to wearing those different color polo shirts, we know what time it is. And so he's not that far off like he was during the Masters. He's actually actually in second place by himself, going out to Sergio Garcia, who's only one stroke above him. So we'll see what happens. And hopefully he can go ahead and collect this hardware and that cash dealing with the Players.
I've seen this movie before. I told Tiger, if you're listening, I hope you're in the streets. I hope you know, went to the members' cabin and you've had your drink and you guys did that. You need to come out here and meet me on your private jet. And we need to go to the Pink Rhino. Dance, Maker, dance. bands to make you dance.
That boy crazy.
That's the only way I can get you back, Tiger. I want to love you.
You gotta love Tiger, baby.
I want to love him again. Another major, and I'll love him again.
But right now, you just liking him?
Man.
I know it's tough, dog. I know it's tough.
The reason why I say this because he will maybe win this one. Because of Serge, we know his booty hole get tight. Serge a bump. Nothing but garbage. See you later, Serge. I don't know why Adidas signed you, but anyway, Tiger needs to come kick it with me. I'm telling you, Tiger, if you're listening, I need you. Get back to the way you were. You with the Lindsey Vonn, you know, the skier y'all rehabbing together. It's cool for the media, but we need you back in the streets. We need you like Denzel on Flight. We need you doing your thing behind closed doors and then coming out and flying the plane, baby.
That's what I'm talking about. Streets is talking. Tiger, call us, you big head, big mouth boy. We need you in the club, Pete Rhino, down the street, right by the airport. We'll get you right back on the plane.
Man, my agent get with your agent, Tiger. Let's do it.
You know what I'm saying?
Hey, when is the next major, Ro? When is the next major? What's the name of the next major? Will Tiger win that one?
I believe Tiger will come up short in the next major. The next major here coming up is the U.S. Open, coming up June 13th through the 16th. That will be your next major tournament. Or shall I say the next major? Tournament for the golfers. They have the Byron Nelson Championship. Then they got the Crown Plaza Invitational. Then the Memorial, presented by Nationwide Insurance. And then they got the FedEx. And then June 13th through the 16th is the U.S. Open Golf Championships. Winner of that gets $8 million up front to win that tournament. So. We'll see. He has enough time and enough tournaments to really practice and focus in on what he needs to get done to win another major. And within the next 1, 2, 3, 4, with the one he's playing in now, 5 tournaments, he should be able to get a little rhythm and get it going. I think he can win 2 out of the next 5 little tournaments that we have, or 2 out of the next 5 tournaments that we have here coming up before the U.S. Open. So if he can do that, I think he'll put himself in great position for you to feel the love of Tiger one more time.
Man, I'm trying. Listen, you know how you want to leave, but you want to stay? You ever did that, Ro? You want to leave, but you really want to stay. That's how I feel about Tiger,
you know,
man.
It's always one of them late night creepers. You gotta go, but you wanna stay.
I gotta go home.
Gotta go home. But I really don't.
Tiger, are you gonna win it the next time Tiger win a major, man? We gonna have him on the interview. Tiger, I'm telling you, I need you, baby. I got the one. Everything on me. Let's go.
Pink Rhino, down the street from the airport. We can get you there and back. We got Blue, too. Blue got the super show, so we know we definitely won't miss it. We'll get him there before we know it.
Man, Streets is talking Mondays and Fridays, 9 p.m., 347-855-8896. This show was sponsored by Dynasty, deprogramming yesterday's negatives, advancing strategically through you. When we come back, we're going to have a freestyle jumping. We're going to have it going in the asylum. We appreciate you listening. Your boy, L Boogie. Get at me on the Twitter, at LBoogie16. You can always email the show. It's talking at yahoo.com. Huh. This for you, Tiger. I need you, baby. Let's go, bro. Freestyle Friday when we come back. Bad to make her day.
I'm just popping bang. Bands that make her dance. Bands that make her dance. These shits clapping and they ain't using hands. Short hair like me alone. Lose one, she don't need alone. She start twerking when she hear a song. Strip up all her income. We get tripping and then some. So nasty when she rolling. She put that ass off in my hands. I remote control it. She give me down when the roof gone. At the KOD, she leave with me. She got friends, bring three. I got drugs, I got drink. Bend it over, Juicy J gon' poke it like wet paint. You say no to ratchet pussy. Juicy J can't. Racks everywhere, they showing racks, I'm throwing racks. In a VIP, rubber on, I'm stretching that. Rich niggas sipping, broke niggas looking. And it ain't a strip club if they ain't showing pussy. Bands will make her dance, dance. Bands will make her dance, dance. All these chicks popping pussy, I'm just popping bangs. Bands will make her dance,
yeah.
Bands will make her dance,
dance.
These chicks clapping and they ain't using hands. Bands will make her dance,
dance.
Bands will make her dance. All these chicks popping pussy, I'm just popping bangs.
Just
bands will make her dance,
dance.
Bands will make her dance. These chicks clapping and they ain't using hands.
Pop that pussy for a real nigga. Pull out my black card. That's my lil nigga. Make a movie with your bitch, Steven Spiel, nigga. Smoking on Keisha. Cold, give me chills, nigga. What's your real name? And not your stripper name. I make it rain on you like a window pane. Bands will make her dance. Can't you make her come hit it from the side like a motherfucking bass drum? Two hoes on one fucking pole, two hoes on my fucking pole. I don't tip, I pay bills. Bitches call me Buffalo. Her stomach in her ass out. I'm flyer than the ones they pass out. If money grown trees, I branched out. I'm just waiting for my bitch to cash out.
Bands will make her dance. Bands will make her dance. All these chicks popping pussy, I'm just popping bangs. Bands will make her dance. Bands will make her dance. These chicks clapping and they ain't using hands. Bands will make her dance. Bands will make her dance. All these chicks popping pussy, I'm just popping bangs. Bands will make her dance. Bands will make her dance. These chicks clapping and they ain't using hands.
Let me see the ass clap, standing out face,
bro.
If your girl don't swallow kids, man, that whole face.
Ooh.
Got two bitches with me, take a shot of one hoe, using her friend for a chase.
Bands make a bust. Let me see you touch it.
Touch it.
Money talk, you ain't got no end or discussion.
Damn.
Bands will make her do it.
Do it.
Pocket full of money.
Money.
Young nigga getting head wider, engines running. Let me see you wiggle, do it for a real nigga. I be laughing to the bank, all you do is giggle. Ballin' in my coupe, call it sports car. Drop the top and freaking treat the bitches like a porn star.
Bands will make her dance. Bands will make her dance.
I'm telling you, Tiger.
I'm just popping bangs. Bands will make her
dance.
Bands will make her
dance. Bands will make her dance.
These chicks clapping and they ain't using hands. Bands will make her dance.
Come on.
Make her dance. All these chicks popping pussy. I'm just popping bangs.
You think you're talking for the talk show? It's your boy L Boogie. Co-host T Row.
L Boogie.
Woo, woo, L the G. Oh, man. Tiger, come get with us, man. We're going to go to a couple more callers first before we hit off on the Freestyle Friday. Well, who we got up in the asylum, man? I mean, do we got some people, some credibility, man? They want to holler about some things we've been talking about, you know, a recap of the NBA playoffs. Who need games more? Everybody's 1-1. Geno Smith, or, you know, wanting to be signed with Jay-Z, having an interest in him. Is the window closing on the San Antonio Spurs?
Man.
Is LeBron James a hoe?
He's a hoe, I'm telling you. But, yeah, we're going to go check in with one of the originals, Skeeter Mo Jenkins Johnson III. You know what I mean? Skeeter Mo, what's happening?
Man, what it do, what it do?
What the deal?
Hey, man,
yeah.
You know, I'm chilling in the laboratory, you know what I'm saying?
That's what it is, man. And I'm pretty sure you've been listening to the show tonight. Tell us, we got the question of the night is, who is your three favorite rap groups of all time? I've only given one so far, and I'm going to give my second one once Freestyle Friday starts. Who are your three all-time rap groups?
Top three is so hard because there's so many of the good groups out there. First, I'm going to have to go with, like Fifth Ward Boys.
The Fifth Ward Boys.
The second one I'd have to go with is Black Star. You know what I'm saying? The boy Mos Def and Talib. You know what I'm saying? The boys is hot.
Ooh. Yes,
you know,
sir.
Now,
yeah, you know, Outkast. You know, for sure. No,
that's what I'm talking about.
I got so many of them that I love, but you know, I'd have to go with them. I listen to them a lot. My girl say she would like to put her input in on that.
No question.
Okay, my three are Bone, Outkast, and UGK, and I'm gonna drop the mic.
Bone Thugs and Harmony. She said she dropped the mic on a nigga. She.
She put a Cleveland group in there, right? From
Coming to America. She pulled out second shot. Just dropped the microphone, man. See you later.
That's our favorite group of all time, Bone Thugs and Harmony, man. This girl know everything about them boys, man.
Went back to the Ohio. Hey, don't make L get happy. L gonna start crying because you said that. He love them boys.
Bone, baby.
Look at that. Bone Thugger. That's what's up, man. That's a tough list. You know what I mean? But, yeah, hey, I just wanted to ask you this, Keita Moore. I know you probably been watching the little series between the Miami Heat and the Chicago Bulls. Do you like how physical it's been? Do you think anybody's going to get it, you know, like ejected, like through a fight or anything like that? Or is this just tough NBA playoff basketball?
Yeah, I've seen tougher. You know, they ain't Bill Lambeerian out there or nothing like that. But, you know, they are a little bit more physical than the first series was. But, I mean, this is the playoffs. What you expect? You know, it's going to get a little testy. You know, you got to test the referees even, you know.
Do you think the referees are calling it too tight, too quick technicals?
I think they're doing a great job, man. The refs have the worst commentators in the world. You know, we going to criticize them and, you know, and talk about them. But they really out there trying to do, the best job that they can do. So, you know, much shouts out to the refs, man, you know.
Yeah, let me ask you this. Do you think LeBron is a hoe for flopping when he got pushed down by Muhammad?
My girl says yes. I say no, because that it's a smart thing on his behalf to stay in the game. He, you know for sure the refs was waiting on him to do something so they could put him up out the game. So, you know, smart is a cool, calm decision on his behalf to just sit on the ground and just, you know, just let that one pass, man. Sometimes you got to take on
like
the game.
He just flopping like a fish out of water. That's all he did, got that butt kicked out. The refs are some suckers for even kicking Muhammad out, because he didn't even do nothing.
All Muhammad did was push him down.
That's all he did. Looked like Vlade Divac out there against Shaq.
And what was you saying? I'm sorry.
No, what I was saying was that I think that LeBron was kind of like stunned. You know what I mean? That he just pushed him like that. I thought LeBron maybe might have been off balance. Maybe that's just me. Maybe I'm giving him the benefit of the doubt. I just thought that he might have been off balance, like, oh, this dude pushed me. And just fell down. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it looks like
but he makes my all, he does make my first team all flop team this year, 2013. Let's not get it twisted now. He takes a beating, but he does flop. I mean, him and Chris Paul lead the way.
Yeah, Chris Paul be all, yeah, that's a flop. Ooh wee, boy, he be flopping.
So, my other question for you, Skeeter Mo, Jenkins Johnson III.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Will San Antonio prevail and move on?
Ooh, man, L, you got them good questions, man. I love you for that. I don't see it. I don't foresee them. Man, did you see Tony Parker in, like, the third quarter holding the bottom of his shorts like he was about to pass out? That man was tired.
Anybody who he guards, Mark Jackson, be like, hey, get him the ball. It could be anybody in the stands, man. He could be guarding the chair. They going to throw the ball into the chair. He can't guard nobody.
They look a little fatigued, man. He getting a little older, man. I thought Tony Parker was going to be all right, but, you know, if they run another two or three games, man, it looks like he's going to be a little tired.
So you're telling me the window is closing on the San Antonio Spurs?
If Steph Curry and Thompson keep doing what they doing, it's going to be a long night for them San Antonio boys, man. They going to be going home fishing, man. I feel you on that.
That's why I'm going
with them young warriors. I hate to say that, man.
Do you think that they need to blow the joint up and start over? Because after this year, let's look at it. I mean, other teams are coming. Shoot, Golden State has a new big three with those two guys plus Harrison Barnes. So, you know, who do you think? Do you think that they need to blow the spot up and start over? Or you think they will contend as usual next year?
I mean, it might be time to concentrate on a another center, maybe another point, you know. Because Tim, he on his way out there. He on his way
right
out of there. So, you know, you got to invest in a center, somebody that's good. And, I mean, Parker just looked like, you know, he fatigued. You know what I'm saying?
He doesn't have a quality backup that can come in and control and get buckets to give him a break. That's what you're saying.
Right, and put numbers up and be able to penetrate and assist like he does, you know. But,
right.
Yeah, it might
absolutely
be time to rebuild, man.
I'm just looking at it, and I see Manu Ginobili, and I'm used to him finishing and doing certain things, and I'm pushing for him, but I just can't see him getting over the hump. I just think that Golden State learned from that first game. You know what it looks like? It looks like a repeat of last year when OKC figured out San Antonio and ripped off four straight. It looks like a repeat.
Yeah, that's what it looks like. But these boys, Klay Thompson and Steph Curry, are really shooting the lights out, man. And it's just going to get even worse. And when you look at Steph Curry, you think he's just taking a lot of shots. But the dude is leading the playoffs in assists. So, I mean, it's not like he's just hogging the ball. The dude just doing what he does. And it looks so simple and so slow, like nobody is picking up what he's doing. And, yeah, Tony Parker is the wrong dude to be trying to guard him. And now they got Kawhi Leonard trying to stick him. And yeah, he's just giving him the business, too. So this guy's talented, man. And Klay Thompson don't need any dribbles. Klay Thompson almost looked like the boy Daddy Dale Curry out there shooting the ball because he don't dribble much. And when he do dribble, you better watch out because he's trying to shoot. He's trying to create and shoot. So those guys are, yeah, I'm going with them young Warriors, man. I don't know about anybody else. San Antonio can kiss it.
Hey, do you think that Mark Jackson being in the huddle like how he be on the commentary telling his guys, head down, man down.
He be telling them everything. Everything they need to hear, man. You know what I mean? Yeah.
Mark Jackson, the guy is so candid He knows the camera's on him, and his lingo, his shades of lingo, is so amazing. Did you hear the last quote he said in the huddle? Pat Riley said, if you rebound, you get rings. I say if you rebound, you win game two. You a bust down the wall for Mark Jackson. You guys play ball.
You got to give it up. You know what I mean? That's what's up. Skeeter Mo Jenkins Johnson, you going to be ready for Freestyle Friday in about 5 minutes or so?
Oh, yeah, man. You know, I'm putting on my homeboys from the hood. Shout out to the Cox Swayze family. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to go ahead and play some of their stuff on the Freestyle Friday. You know what I mean?
All right. Well, that's what it is, man. Give us a minute. We're going to get at you, all right?
Already.
Yeah, L Boogie, that's what it is, man. We got to get to that Freestyle Friday, you feel me?
No question, man. And before we give a Freestyle Friday, can I give a big up to my man, you, man, down on Senate Knife, man, my big sis, man. Big up, big up. My sister, Cloudy, she just had a birthday, like I said, and Mother's Day to them also, man. Got a big clique, man. Got a big family, man. Big ups. Happy Mother's Day to my girl cousins, man. They get down.
You know, that's what it's about. Love all the way around, baby. Love all the way around. Yeah, man. Well, yeah, your Yankees looking like they're trying to step their game up, man, trying to come back. The baseball season is in depth, man, and about 20, 25 games. Got some real good teams doing some things, man. So we'll see how this baseball thing goes shake out. You know, I can't wait for the All-Star game this year. The baseball All-Star game, that is, you know, it's pretty exciting for that time of the year in July, right before right after 4th of July. So, you know, a lot of guys doing some big things. You know, Big Poppy had a 27-game hit streak. You know, your boy Justin Upton out there hitting home runs in Atlanta. You got some guys really doing some good pitching out there. So, you know what it is, El Boogie.
Man, we got to get healthy. We got the Mavs unit up there with the New York Yankees up north, man. My guy, you know, Curtis Granderson. Curtis! My man, Tex, we hurting, man. My man, DJ, the best Yankee ever, in my opinion, even though I don't know nothing about them other guys. But, hey, I'm just going on what I saw, man, what I see. The streets is talking sports talk show, man. It's a great vibe going here. So we in the streets. And don't forget, the quote is always, tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a girlfriend. Because we're not biased. We're not discriminative. We always want female callers. We like everybody's point of view. Trust me. Man, we hot. We hot on the airwaves. It's Friday. It's your boy, Yo Boogie. Hey, Ro, we about to start Freestyle Friday, man.
Yeah, man. And for those that don't want to do the Freestyle Friday, man, don't kill my vibe.
Oh, man. Can I get a little bit of that? Can I get in? Can I get groovy? Mother's Day edition.
You know what to do, man.
Please don't kill my vibe. This is for my mother who always been by my side. I love you. Don't leave. Here I come, coming through. They call me El Boogie. I'm representing the Huff Heights. You know I fight. I'm coming through my clique. Always stay so tight. Please don't kill my vibe. I'm from Thurgood. And if you ain't come through there, you ain't been through my neighborhood. This piece is talking. I see you walking. I'm like my man Eddie Pettit. I be balking. If you don't know, that's a baseball term. I'm coming through this spot and I don't have a perm. Ooh, man. And you know we don't say. I'm doing it so cold, my blood like ice. I done see my pops get shot. I saw him get stabbed. I saw dope boys right and down on slab. I seen niggas be a wave like McNabb. If you ain't got that dough, my dude, ooh-wee, that's your ass. You better have that cash, or you gon' run down the city like a mofo on the tag. I'm tripping, man. Let me stop. Here it is, man. I'm done. Well, it's your boy, man. Freestyle Friday, man. I had to go in just a little bit, man. I did a little something, man.
Well, you feeling good, boy. That's what I'm talking about. We got our head to the clouds. sipping on that, that good old stuff. You know what I mean? Feeling right. L Boogie. Ah, that's what I'm talking about, baby. Say, we got some young, young dudes that's really looking to get on the line, man. I got a guy on the line. Say, he the Don. You know what I'm saying? So we're going to bring the Don on. Eli the Don, that is. See what Eli the Don doing and where he represents. Hey, hey, Eli the Don, you on the line?
Hey, yo, how y'all feeling?
Man, we good, man. How you feeling this evening?
I'm real good, man, just watching this Heat game, man.
That's what I'm, well, who you think going to win that, this game three tonight?
Man, he winning right now, but Chicago, man, Chicago giving them some comp for it.
Ah, I like to hear that. Miami think it's going to be a little easy, so Chicago is bringing that heat. You know what I mean? Hey, let me ask you this. Who do you have in the San Antonio Golden State series and also the New York Knicks Indiana series and also the Memphis Grizzlies versus the Oklahoma City Thunder?
Okay, I got Memphis, Indiana, and San Antonio.
Oh, I like that. Going against the grain. I like that.
Please don't kill my vibe. Please don't kill my vibe. You talking about Indiana beating my Knicks. Ooh, wee.
Right.
Ooh.
Going against the grain.
And
we'll
this is Eli the Don, huh? Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Eli, what makes you think that Indiana has what it takes to beat the Knicks?
I don't know, man. Looking at their first game, Melo is... No, to me, Melo takes dumb shots, you know what I'm saying? And he's not consistent enough for real.
Well... There you go, L Boogie. Y'all not consistent enough. Eli the Don, let me ask you this. You got some skills, man?
Yeah,
as far
yes,
as freestyle practice?
Yes, sir.
All right, man.
Hold on, Ro. Let me ask you one more question, Eli the Don, before we, you know, let you go into the freestyle. Who's your top three rap guys to ever do it? I'm sorry, your top three rap groups to ever do it? Before we let you freestyle. You know what I'm saying? I'm from Cleveland, so... I'm going to say some New York cats. Gangstar.
Yeah.
Woo. Tank Clan. Woo.
Yeah.
It's probably going to be Mobb Deep.
Woo. I forgot about Mobb Deep.
How could you be forgetting about the Mobb Deep, man?
I wasn't thinking about Mobb Deep, and I gotta thank my little dude, Kev the Dread from New York, who turned me on to Mobb Deep. And I wasn't even thinking that deep. Wow, I appreciate that one, Eli the Don. Thank you for refreshing me on Mobb Deep. I forgot how hard they were.
How you already know? Man, and he's a youngin', bro, and he went back to Mobb Deep, man. He's a youngin', he's done his homework.
All right.
I appreciate that. And you said Gangstar. Wow. Rest in peace, Guru.
Yeah, that's no doubt. Yeah, well, hey, Eli the Don, you got 2 minutes to do your thing, man. It's Freestyle Friday, acapella. You can start whenever you want to.
All right, check it out. I rep UGC, Underground Cleveland. Cop the eighth of green, that'll be gone by the evening. And I ain't even tripped till I smoke the trippy stick. My homies hitting licks, pulled off the 4-5th in the old school. Listening to the old J's on my way to the spot to cop the new J's. They fresh with the hot socks, rolling down my block, breaking down green rocks. Mother F these cops. All I see is fiends, drug dealers, and killers. If there's a hole in your life, I bet the bullets will fill them. Eyes low, wrist covered in rhinestones. Deep in my zone, you'd be surprised like what archaeologists find bones. I'm like a bear rock like the Flintstones. The brim on my snap hang low like my balls all tango. My homies busting guns like Django. Watching that stuff like what happened to Spade Codes. Getting pesos, I know why dudes hate though. Cause I'm 17, rhyming like young H.O. It's Eli the Don, shout out to Quato. D.C., we underground like railroads. I got some more time.
Eli the Don. Yeah, you get to keep your street credibility card, nigga. That was tight. Eli the Dog, where can we get at you? What's your Facebook, Twitter, what you got?
Yo, on Twitter, you can follow me at Eli the Dog _. I spell Dog with an A. On IG, at the same thing, Eli the Dog _. Facebook page, Eli the Dog. YouTube, CLE's Most Wanted. And, you know what I'm saying, Cleveland's Most Wanted mixtape coming soon. So you already know.
That's what's up. Say, Eli the Dog, first time caller, huh?
Yes, sir.
Hey, man, we appreciate the love. Say, man, stay tight. Keep doing what you're doing, man. That was hot. I ain't going to lie.
I
appreciate you getting us started because L Boogie was feeling fly. But you came with that hard. I like that. You know what I'm saying? Ain't nothing wrong with that.
Yeah.
So, Eli the Dog, hold on the line, man. I know you probably got some more cats on the line. You probably know. So, just hang on the line for a minute and check out the rest of Freestyle Friday. You feel me?
Yes, I got you.
That's what's up.
He hit him with the pesos. A little Spanish in there. We appreciate that. No, we out here in Phoenix, Arizona. We appreciate that, Eli. Big up to you.
That's what's up. All right, we're going to get to the next caller, L Boogie. You know what I mean? I believe it's little brother Chuck. Chuck, you online?
What's going on, man?
What's the deal, baby? How you feel?
Oh, man, you know I'm living good. You know I'm chilling right now. I'm sitting back. What's up with my man, L Boogie?
I'm right here, Chucky D. How you doing, man? How the land treating you down there, man? How is the land rumbling after Amanda Berry and the girls been free, man? How the land?
Oh, man, the land jumping from that now. The land going stupid right now, Boogie. It's going over here. You know, we in the city. You in the boondocks out there.
The streets is talking.
It's going right now, Boogie.
Hey, Chuck D, we need your top three all-time rap groups.
The top three all-time?
Rap groups.
Okay.
Your favorite.
First, I got to give it to Jay-Z and the Rock family. That's first off. Jay-Z always number one. And then I'm going to give it to, you know, I know y'all probably was like, I don't even know who y'all are naming. Chemo D, I don't know. Outkast or somebody. I was listening to y'all. I don't know none of them. I just say Jay-Z and the Rockefeller, Gucci Mane and the Brick Squad boys, and Young Jeezy and CTE.
I can take that list. That's a pretty fair list. Them your favorites here. Hey, Naki.
That's
what I'm talking about.
You know, y'all kicking 60 in the rear, so, you know, I can't, you know, I'm a little, I ain't up there where y'all at right now.
That little dude right there.
Hold on, Chuck. I'm going to put a hit out on you. You know you in the streets. Don't forget, man. I'm El Boogie. I get you hit down there. You know, doggone well, we not near that age. You better relax.
Hey, Boogie.
Yes, sir.
Boogie, you know to get to me, you got to go through like 10 people. So, I mean, good luck.
Oh, man. Oh, we get to you. We got the big brothers down there. They know how to get to you.
Just like in the streets, Chuck. The 10 people you know, I already know.
So you telling me they're your kids more than
they're
mine?
Man, so you mean to tell me like the movie say, so the people watching me is watching you is watching me?
Tell me about it. It's all going over the place. You don't even know it.
You don't even know it. On that note, let me hear the freestyle, Chuck. Let's go. What you got?
Oh, man,
I
ain't want to come off too aggressive, but, man, cats better step it up. Young Cleveland ain't playing. What's up with
my man? Let's go. Let me hear something. Let's go.
All right, I say, okay, my squad running shit. So niggas want to click up because we get to the money like a bank in a stick-up. When I come to the club, niggas better put their chick up. Cause it's a Kodak moment. All the hoes wanna flick up. I'm that fire, like a nigga put his dick up. A hot young nigga, my man screaming, put the brick up. The beat so ill, but my flow so thicker. She say you. She thought you had money, but she see you must have tricked her. You be cuffing like Warren in a pickup. I just won't fall like a nigga put his nick up. You be bugging out. I think you had too much liquor. I be rocking jewels like a nigga with the dips, cause when they see me, they catch their breath like hiccups. Cause these niggas just changing. Chuck could never switch up. My pockets stay swollen like they just been beaten. They ask me what I'm doing, I say just been eating. Cause I'm seeing crazy numbers like I just been reading. And all my rhymes hot like they just been heating. Smoked a lot of kush, that's what I just been needing. Got the game on hold and I just been sleeping. Hey, I never been a follower, I just been leading. And money bag took, bitch, that's my greeting. Yeah, you better tell them, L Boogie, they better step it up, man. They better step it the fuck up, L Boogie.
Hey, hold on, hold on. We let you cuss in your rhymes, but you just can't cuss on the show now.
Okay, okay, you better tell them to step it the F up, then. Tell them to step
no
it
question.
Up, Boogie.
We got you. They
we
hear
on you down
they
out
hear
here,
you
know. You reside out. You reside in Phoenix, but you know that's just a second home away from home. You know the land gonna hold it down for you every Monday and Friday. You know that. So tell them boys when they tune in. Tell them when they tuning in to just go hard, cause Cleveland definitely gonna rock for you off top. No question. My man L Boogie. No question.
That's what it is, Chuck D, ladies and gentlemen. Chuck D, let them know where you can find you on Twitter.
Oh, man, you can follow me on Charlie Hustle 3 Cash Monies, at Charlie Hustle 3 Cash Monies on the Twitter. You can check me out, tune in, you know, follow my music or whatever, but I'm going to do me regardless, you know?
That's what
we
it is, baby.
We appreciate you, Chuck.
Worldwide.
Worldwide, man. Charlie Hustle, go follow me, man. Yeah, I appreciate y'all for having me. It's always an honor, you know. We can take off together.
No
man,
question.
Much love, Chuck.
That's what it's
hell, Boogie.
I'm with you.
That boy be going hell, don't he?
He said my pockets be swollen like they just took a beating. I'm listening. You ain't talking too fast, and I ain't listening too slow.
Right. That nigga said, that's my ingredient, nigga. That little nigga right there. That's what I'm talking about. Pimp on pimping. That's what I'm talking. Hey, we got another young pimp on the line, too. I think this is, we talked to the big Delmar earlier. I think we got little Delmar on the line. Hey, little Delmar, you still there?
Hello?
Hey, what's going on? You still on the line?
Hello?
Who is this?
I'm all off the record. Hello? Hello?
Hey,
here we
who
go.
Is this?
Oh, yeah, hello?
You in the silo? You here?
Yeah, I'm still here. Hello?
Okay.
Hey, it's your time to shine, young fella, but before you do that...
Oh, no. See, when I... Hello?
What's going on?
When I called, this was for the Geno Smith topic. I ain't the rapper. I'm the athlete.
Oh, that's what's up. Well, we can talk about it. Let's talk about it, Geno Smith. What you think about Geno?
It's my thing. Geno Smith got a lot of pressure on him because, you know, the media and everybody been on his back. But I'm in all support of Geno Smith because as black quarterbacks coming out previous in the past, they all put us down like we was just straight running quarterbacks. None of us can't throw. We not good enough and all that to be a real quarterback. And they had Michael Vick. He came out. He evolved after he came out of jail, been successful besides this past season. You got Cam Newton, who was a successful throwing quarterback, the same as RG3. And I put Geno Smith in the same category, but not as high yet because he got much to prove. Just like Wilson. Nobody knew who Wilson was coming out the draft. Wilson came out third round. Nobody really knew he was going to be who he was. He was competing with Flynn. He wasn't even starting at first. He was competing with Flynn. Then he came on. He did his thing. I'm in all support. Now, Geno Smith, you check my man completion stats. He's pretty good. He's up there. He's going to be good. He's going to step up. But one thing I do agree with, he need more talent to surround himself with. Because when he was at West Virginia, he had Tavon Austin and Stedman Bailey. And for the record-wise, when he was at West Virginia, I don't blame it too much. On the offense, I blame it on the defense. The defense was allowing 50 points about every week.
you can't win games like that. Defense wins championships, not offense. Offense put up points. The offense, I'm on offense. We bring the crowd there. We here to show out. Defense, they got to go win the championships, and their defense was pretty terrible. But I'm in all support of Geno Smith, man.
Okay, but let me you know, tell you a little couple of things, nephew.
I'm listening.
Two things. Russell Wilson, yes. People knew about Russell Wilson. Trust me. He had a great chance when he came out. People knew about Russell Wilson. They definitely knew about him. You cannot compare Geno Smith to RG3 or Cam Newton. Reason why? Because Geno Smith cannot run. The black quarterback is in now. Michael Vick, do your homework. His pass percentage over his career wasn't over 50%. You are not a bona fide quarterback if you can't do that. White or black or indifferent. He's a bum, nothing but garbage. All he was a guy getting the ball from the center and playing tailback. You saw that. Even with this new offense, you still have to be able to be a quarterback as well. Yes, he will be able to run, but when the chips get hot, do your homework. Michael Vick cannot throw the ball accurately. He's down.
I just want to make sure I heard that Geno Smith can't run. Is that what I heard?
You look at the games. Geno Smith doesn't have over 300 yards rushing at West Virginia last year as a quarterback. Do your homework. He has not over 300 yards. He is not a running quarterback. Yes, he can. And what was one of the things of his weakness? He cannot throw good balls with people at his feet. He can't throw. That's the knock on him. When people are around his feet and you will in the NFL, you have to be able to still have your eyes up and throw that ball downfield. That's the knock on Geno. That's why he went in the second round.
I believe he went as the second round because of mostly all the teams that needed a quarterback, they picked him up last year. And the Bills picking the quarterback from Florida State, very suspect pick. I take Geno Smith over him any day.
Well, I'm going to tell you this. I'm going to tell you why the dude fell to the second round. It's because, like what I've been mentioning all along, his mouth got him in trouble. When you got a mouth and an attitude like that, you haven't proved anything on the big boy stage yet. And don't think that these defensive coordinators are just going to just let this guy throw for 400, 500 yards. No, it ain't going to happen in the league. And they're going to rush and they're going to blitz him. And I'm telling you, just the way he talks to reporters, he looks like Cam Newton. I haven't seen him play like Cam Newton. So if the media can get to Cam Newton and have Cam Newton pouting and looking with a sad face and not smiling like he was doing when he first got drafted, they really going to eat Geno alive. And guess what? He's in New York. That's the worst place to be as far as the media being on your back. Tim Tebow didn't play not one down or one 20-minute game, and they talked about him every day of the week. And if you don't think
a whole different scenario
about Geno, they're going to give it to Geno.
You live and you learn, and I think he's going to succeed. But as we are, we must wait and see.
And listen to this, nephew, before I let you go, and I give you the last question of the night as far as your top three rap groups. Remember, Geno had guys to throw to. Who does he have? Santonio Holmes coming off an injury?
He set up for failure already,
but if you that thing, it don't matter what system you go to, you make it work. So we'll see. I'm not wishing bad luck on him, but I must say that he is a scary quarterback. When everything's going good, yeah, you could throw Baylor. I mean, they averaged 60 games. They gave up 60 points a game. They led NCAA out of 138 Division I teams. So, you know, when it got tough and you got to play at Oklahoma, when you got to play at Texas A&M, what did he do? I put him out on my front yard. He was MBG. Nothing but garbage. So we'll see. So we'll see, nephew. Take that in stride. We hope that he will. And my last question for you for tonight, who's your top three rap groups in your eyes that you like ever to do it?
You already know, since I'm from the land, I'm gonna stay here with Bone Thugs and Harmony. And a big fan, because my mom was a big fan of Run DMC, so I'm a big fan of them. That my mom liked them a lot. And my number one group, I'm keeping it here with my UGC team. I like all my brothers. That's my favorite group right now.
That's what you're supposed to do. Rep to the fullest, baby.
That's my favorite team right now, UGC.
What does that stand for, nephew?
Underground Cleveland.
There it is. UGC, there it is. You got your own NNM as well. I got the NBG. You got the NDC.
Just like that. My number two rap group, I said UGK first. My number two favorite rap group of all time is MJG and 8-Ball. Boy, I tell you, boy, I used to jam every day in the summer of 1995. Boy, I couldn't help it. That was the jam, boy, having that whole CD. 8-Ball had, a triple CD, first triple CD out. And then 8-Ball had his own. Yeah. No, I think 8-Ball had the triple CD and MJG had the double CD. Yeah, it was crazy. But it was, boy, them CDs were jamming. And that's my number two. All right, man. L Boogie, we're going to go back to Skeetamo Jenkins Johnson III. He said he has some music for us. So we're going to go back over there to the D and see what's going down. Skeetamo, you still there, baby?
Yo, I'm in the land, man. You know it.
That's what it is. Hey, I don't know if we're going to be able to hear the music too tight, but you can try to put it on and see what happens, or you can give us the information where we can go hunt it down on YouTube or Facebook or where we need to go to check it out.
Already. These are my boys after Hood, North Park, Ellis Thicke, Texas. You know what I'm talking about? Cox Swayze boys, you know what I mean? Let me get this thing to playing. Santiago, you know what I'm talking about. I don't know if y'all got to hear that properly, but my boy,
it was kind of squeaky for a minute. We could just, I think the treble too high or something, but yeah, give us the information where we can check it out on YouTube, or if they got a Twitter or something.
They got videos on the YouTube, the CDs, go to YouTube. I believe their contact information is on there. And you can always go to Facebook. They on Facebook, Cox Swayze, Santiago. It's Papa Santiago, Off the Chain, and my dude K-Dawg. FT also, Flamethrower. That's my boy, too, out the hood. He on YouTube, too. Man, there's a lot of boys, you know what I'm saying, coming up in the land out here, you know, trying to put out their music, man. You got some nice stuff to choose from, too.
Okay.
That's what's up. Yeah, these youngsters is really making it hot for us on Freestyle Friday, L Boogie. So much love to everybody, L Boogie. Hey, Skeetamo, we appreciate you, man. Did you want to drop a line real quick? We got about 10 minutes left.
But I did want to get back on. The rap, man, I forgot all about my boy, Phil Mob.
Player Circle. You know what I'm saying? And Player Circle
That was the old 2 Chainz group, right? Player Circle?
Yes, sir. Duffel Bag Boy. Man, them boys went hard. Another group. Well, he already said UTP, baby.
Yeah, that's what's up.
Man, we appreciate it, man. We appreciate you putting your guys out there, Skeeter Mo, Jenkins Johnson III from Dallas, baby.
Already, man.
Man, we appreciate you. And let me say this, man, before we continue, I got to give a big shout-out, Rocha. You know, this is Mother's Day edition. To Mama Bug Banks, man, down in Cleveland, Ohio, man. DB, make sure I say happy Mother's Day to my mom, man. You know, big ups to Coach Banks, man, and the Sharks organization down there. They're doing big things. They got a basketball organization, track team, football. They're doing a lot of things down there in Cleveland, Ohio. So big up to the Sharks organization, man. And you know, always big ups to my man OG, the scorekeeper, and them guys over there at the Sports Official. Sundays, 1 p.m., check them out.
Hey, L Boogie, we got about 10 minutes left, man, but I think we're going to bring in, I know we're going to bring in one more caller real quick. I think you're going to like this one. Let's check it out, see who's on the line. Hey, caller, thank you for calling Streets of Talking. What's your name and where you calling from? Hello? Hello?
Man, did they get shanked in the asylum, man? What happened? They line got cut? What happened, man?
Man, they got too close to the side where all the killers at, y'all, the murderers and killers at, you know what I mean? He didn't walk on the right side. But I think that was your pops hanging in on the line on that. So we were going to try to get him in before time ran out. You dig what I'm saying?
Oh, man.
I think that was big roommates. You dig what I'm saying?
Oh, man. Oh, and listen to this, man. I can't even lie, man. Special shout-out, man. Mother's Day edition again to my baby mamas, man. Special shout out, man. I gotta go to my daughter's graduation next Sunday, man. Special shout out, man.
You got a few of them too, so yeah, that's what's up. Much love to L's baby mamas.
No question, man. We keep it real in the streets, man. Ain't no holding back. Tune in every Mondays and Fridays, 9 p.m. We don't hold nothing back on this show. It's real in the streets. It's real in the field, man.
You know what I mean? That's what I'm talking about, man. Yo, man, just I really want to say what's up to the world, man, and thank everybody for calling in. Big shout-outs to Jules the G. You know, he out there on assignment like he always is, man. Someone stuck behind that mountain coming in from the big CA, you know what I'm saying? So my dude is out there doing good, and, you know, much love to the dude for being out there and getting that info. So you know what it is, Boogie. Your team going down, man. San Antonio going down tonight. I got them young Warriors. I can't wait to get to the crib to check it out. You know what I'm saying? Moni Mo, we need to hook up, baby. We need to see you real soon so we can get it in. You know what I mean? L Boogie, once again, boy, you know, you the boy, you my man.
No question, as usual. Man, I want to say as again, all the mamas in the world, all the mamas in the world, we love you, and we know you do a great job of holding it down. Special shout out to Amanda Berry and the young ladies, and the, you know, who got out of there out of 10 years. We just want to say, you know, we blessed love. We always trying to give back, and you know what's on my mind, bro. Can I say two things that's on my mind before we leave tonight, man? Can I say a couple things before we go, man?
Man, you know what to do, man. Put it out there, man. Let them know what the deal is.
Man, first of all, man, you know, when the streets is talking, we like E.F. Hutton, man. Everybody listening. That's first and foremost. Hot show, May 10th. First thing on my mind, the ladies that was trapped in a house for 10 years, Charles Ramsey, the quote of the week, of the year. It's only two things that a white woman would run into a black man's hand. two reasons. One is that they need help, or two, that they homeless. Charles Ramsey, you got money now. Get a perm, baby. Last thing that's on my mind. Will people stay off of LeBron James' back? I've never seen it before. It's worse than Michael Jordan. People love to hate. They love the winners. And I guess that's what keeps us motivated. Hey, Ro, tell sis and everybody, all the females that, you know, when you sitting up under something soft, all my guys, tell your girl or something, man, or just your sister or whatever, happy Mother's Day. They appreciate it. Trust me. And without them, where would we be? Let's do it. Connect back with us on Monday. And my favorite top three rap groups before we get off the line, the Wu-Tang Clan, ETMD, and Run DMC, in that order. Your boy L Boogie, get at me on the Twitter at LBoogie15. The Streets is Talking Sports Radio Show. Blog Talk Radio / Streets is Talking with a zero. And once again, like we always say, that ain't a typo. I'm out. Let me get back to my cell, and we'll be out in the yard on Monday, 9 p.m. Eastern. Get at us. And if you know somebody, let them know we the hottest thing in the world. Let's go.
L Boogie.
Yes, sir.
My number three all-time favorite rap group, of course, would be the Ghetto Boys with Mr. Scarface leading the way. You know what I'm saying? Bushwick Bill. You know what I'm saying? That's how we did it. And then, of course, the original I See Some Ballhead Hoes, Willie D. And my favorite group of all time. You remember when I brought the CD down there, or should I say the tape? You know what I'm saying? My mind playing tricks on me, and we went nuts with that one tape. So the Ghetto Boys, all-time favorite group for your boy T, Ro. We love y'all. We'll see y'all on Monday. Let's get it, L Boogie.
Mr. Scarface, when walking up the block, I'll jump the scene and stole all his rock. Y'all know the rest. Best of the rest. Don't forget, I love you too, UGK. Rest in peace, Pimp C, baby. Let's go. We lock back up Monday. Let's do it, Ro. Hit me. Yeah.
Whole pound strapped up in this bitch like we some Haitian. She got good head, good brains, good at
education. I'm talked in a motherfucker in the situation. 1:45 a.m. the nine broken. By the time a nigga get to the crib, the mall open. Man, the nerve with this high ass bitch. She on the molly. She say she want me call him Miss Barry. She thinks she Holly. R.I.P. 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 R.I.P.
Life ain't nothing but a G thing. Switch lane, get brain, hand down a G string. I'm that type of nigga that's built to last. You fuck with me, I put my foot in your ass. I got a million in stash. I say my money so tall that you might need a giraffe. But you was counting the cash, nigga.
R.I.P. R.I.P.
Don't.